From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama praises Africa's progress, but says it rests on a fragile foundation. Mr. Obama Tuesday ended his Africa trip with an unprecedented speech to the 54-nation Africa Union in Addis Ababa, hailing the continent's progress, saying a rising Africa is having a great impact on the rest of the world.
I believe Africa's rise is not just important for Africa, it's important to the entire world. We will not be able to meet the challenges of our time, from ensuring a strong global economy, to facing down violent extremism, to combating climate change, to ending hunger and extreme poverty, without the voices and contributions of 1 billion Africans.
But he also warned progress rests on a fragile foundation that can be sustained only through continued development, rights protection, good governance, and democracy. He took aim at leaders who refused to step aside.
When a leader tries to change the rules in the middle of the game just to stay in office, it risks instability and strife, as we've seen in Burundi. And this is often just the first step down a perilous path. And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation.
The president also warned the fight against terrorism might never be won unless governments address the grievances many terrorists exploit. While Turkey received backing Tuesday from its NATO partners to attack Islamic State fighters, Turkish warplanes went after targets of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in southeastern Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also says it's impossible to continue a peace process with the Kurds, who he says threaten the country's national unity. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical U.S. lawmakers Tuesday if the U.S. rejects the internationally brokered Iran nuclear deal, there would be no restraints on Tehran developing a nuclear weapon.
You'll not only be giving Iran a free pass to double the pace of its uranium enrichment, to build a heavy water reactor, to install new and more efficient centrifuges, but they will do it all without the unprecedented inspection and transparency measures that we've secured. Everything that we have tried to prevent will now happen. Now, what's worse? If we walk away alone. Our partners are not going to be with us. Instead, they'll walk away from the tough multilateral sanctions that brought Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. And we will have squandered the best chance that we have to solve this problem through peaceful means.
The Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review period of that pact. North Korea has indicated it may be planning a new ballistic missile test, perhaps in October. Pyongyang's U.N. ambassador says his country will respond to the military deterrence and pressure of the U.S. with its modernization and expansion of its nuclear forces. The North has reportedly completed construction of a new rocket launch tower bigger than the one used to fire a suspected ballistic missile into orbit in 2012. An American dentist is being sought by Zimbabwe for poaching this month that killed a protected lion. Walter Palmer Tuesday said he was unaware the 13-year-old lion named Cecil was a local favorite, insisting he was relying on guides. Emmanuel Fundera is president of the Safari Operators Association of Zimbabwe.
Sisu was collared. You may want to know what that means. Collared is an animal which is under surveillance, under a GPS system which is being used for research for different things.
The lion with a distinctive black mane was a popular attraction at Zimbabwe's Hwange National Park. In Yemen Tuesday, Saudi-led warplanes attacked Houthi rebel militia holding an airbase north of the southern port city Aden. As a five-day humanitarian ceasefire collapsed, the area has been the scene of fierce fighting between forces loyal to exiled President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi and the Shia Houthis. The truce was declared to allow humanitarian agencies to deliver much-needed supplies amid severe shortages of food, fuel, and medicine. At least 25 people died in a fire that gutted an Egyptian furniture factory north of Cairo Tuesday. More than 20 were injured. Authorities in the north French port city Calais say police late Monday pushed back thousands of migrants trying to enter the Eurotunnel, trying to reach Britain. 8 migrant deaths have been reported at the tunnel since mid-June. As many as 10,000 migrants, mostly from Africa and the Middle East, are living in squalid encampments near Calais. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.